You're listening to The Burrow with Andy Resto, the pride of Detroit, Michigan. Very nice. On 101.9 CITR.
You are listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territories here at the University of British Columbia. My name is Andy Resto, and I host this program every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. We're listening to Steve Reich in the background, one of his more well-known pieces called Four Organs. And it is these four notes played by four organs that are each on each iteration slightly extended as far as the duration of the note until it becomes this very long drone at the end. And it's very addicting to listen to and very maddening because you feel, especially when we're getting at the point that we're at now, you can't tell if it's getting any longer. Or you can't tell if it has ever even changed. Steve Reich, there's a show, a performance, a concert this Wednesday at the Roundhouse Exhibition Hall, where there will be a group of musicians performing Steve Reich's music for 18 musicians. Very excited to be going to it. Looking at the list of musicians, I don't recognize many names. I recognize Peggy Lee as part of it, Vivian Hool. Other than that, lots of names I don't know. They're called Music on Main All-Star Band. I'm sure it is many Vancouver musicians who are prolific in this sort of experimental classical scene. Anyhow, we're going to listen to this a little bit longer and then get into the rest of the program here this week. And we're going to start things off with a track from Bitchin' Bajas and Bonnie Prince Billy, who have their record earlier this year called Epic Jammers and Fortunate Little Ditties. Very edifying music. All of the songs are mantras, so they're like mantras to either repeat to yourself or to help get through your day. So I think it'll be a good way to start the program this week here on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you. May Life Throw You a Pleasant Curve by Bitchin' Bajas and Bonnie Prince Billy from their Epic Jammers and Fortunate Little Ditties album that came out earlier this year on Drag City. Very uplifting record. Help get you through your day. Lyrics of that one. Follow more carefully life's golden rule. You need a new environment. Try Paris. May life throw you a pleasant curve. It's all very real. You're listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. Big thanks to Britt Bachman, who hosted the show last week while I was away. And thanks to Ali Bischoff, who was a guest on the show. It was very interesting. Good discussions and music. You can go to the podcast page and find that episode available. Up next, there's a group that I recently discovered who put out a record on Sacred Bones, one of my favorites. Record label based out of New York, put out a record this year called Exploded View. It's a band called Exploded View, and it's a self-titled album. I've been telling lots of people about this. It's really, really wonderful. And we're going to hear a song from this called Call on the Gods. You know, top to bottom, this album is a great listen. This is the first one that caught my ear. There's a little middle section in this where there starts to be this kind of demonic double speak going on. That's very jarring and surprising. So that's what we hear next, and then we'll probably hear some Tanya Tagok later in the set at all. Stay tuned. This is The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Call on the Gods by Exploded View.
Discorder,
a magazine from CITR 101.9 FM,
presents a showcase of emerging Vancouver-based hip-hop artists Friday, November 18th at the Media Club.
The lineup is comprised of some of the most talked about and should be talked about hip-hop artists in Vancouver,
including So Loki, Missy D, Romy, Something August, Spotty Joseph, and Freeman Young, with CITR's Crimes and Treasons DJing and emceeing this 19-plus event.
We the boys! Be sure to come check us out. We're Crimes and Treasons Radio. We're going to be hosting and DJing at the Media Club. Be sure to come check us out.
Crimes and Treasons.
For more information and tickets, visit discorder.ca.
All right, I'm gonna do it wrong. I'm about to spit in this mic like freestyle elfin, you know?
Okay. Wait, hold on. Does it make sense?
No, but who cares? All right, let's go. Finally, we. You're not even gonna last. All right. Victoria's Pretty Good, Not Bad Festival, Fountain, just back from France, Montreal. What the f***?
It's a script.
I couldn't even. What? Victoria's Pretty Good, Not Bad Festival, Fountain, just back from France. What are you even saying here? Oh, you're trying to say these are the things featured in this one. You should probably specify that, because even a fucking elf couldn't understand that, okay?
Think you can do better than an elf? At CITR, we want to have a variety of voices on the air. Want to write scripts? Do some voice acting? Broadcast your creativity? Volunteer with the CITR Production Department. No experience? We can also train you in everything required. Send an email to psas@citr.ca to learn more. And don't wait to get your voice on the air.
Yeah! in the sky. We could stay for 10 days. A single dark spot in the sky.
Tuned into The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Unceded Musqueam Territory at UBC, the nest at UBC. We just heard a couple of long ones. Last one was Moth Mouth. Say that two times fast.
Moth Mouth, Moth Mouth.
Not bad. New record called Mirror Universe. This is a project of Lee Hutzelak, who's done lots of different Vancouver things, including his main project, Dixie's Death Pool. And he's also been in a lot of experimental, improvisational electronic music pieces. Lee and Mothmouth are doing a residency at the Lido this month, kind of as a celebration of this record, Mirror Universe, which was recorded live at the Lido. So go out to those. That's every Wednesday in November. Gonna try to get Mothmouth to come out to the station sometime, possibly on this show, possibly on another show, to play a set for us. Tanya Tagok was before that, a new excellent record called Retribution. Any commentary?
It's dark.
Okay. Tanya Tagok album, pretty dark. Lots of guttural voice play, throat manipulations. Song called Summoning off of that record. And Exploded View opened up that set, who I've been trying to spread the word about Exploded View to as many people as possible. Project Believe out of Mexico City, although it involves a former member of Portishead, I believe. Okay, right now in the background is Tunnel Canary, played on the show before in the past. This is an old record, an old single called Jihad. This is the B-side, Beauty Secrets. Very wacky, noisy, frightening. What's interesting about it that I didn't know before, that I finally found this record, a physical copy of it, and so that's why I brought it in today. But also, I was looking at the liner notes, and this was mastered or engineered by Joshua Stevenson, who's still around in Vancouver today. This came out in like 1979. Joshua Stevenson, I met recently doing his project, which is called The Clear Channel, new project that he does here in Vancouver. And still running shows, still doing some mastering and whatnot. So it's very interesting to see that. Anyhow, I might let it run for a bit longer. And then after that, we're going to get into a new record by Lossil, a local ambient, dark ambient producer. New record called Monument Builders and a song called Drained Lake here on the Burrow CITR 101.9 FM. Anything else?
Moths, ears are on their stomach. Speaking of moths' mouths, another sensory organ.
Where are their mouths?
I think they're on their faces, on their cute little faces.
Thank you.
Of their critically acclaimed album, Walking in the Dark, Canadian Folk Music Award nominees, Sweet Alibi, come to Vancouver. Sweet Alibi with co-headliner Jada Kelly live at the Rogue Folk Club at St. James Hall on Thursday, November 10th. Get your tickets for this captivating show, an evening with two of Canada's fastest emerging artists, at www.sweetalibi.com and www.darthjada.com.
Randomphobic is best thought of as an introversal jukebox which has no concept of genre, style, political boundaries, or even space-time relevance. but it does know good sounds from bad. Lately, the program has been focused on Philip Random's All Vinyl Countdown plus Apocalypse, the 1,111th greatest records you probably haven't heard. And we're not afraid of noise. Randophobic, every Saturday at 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
DTR, Daniel Terrence Robinson. I like shortening people's names to their initials when they have three names, particularly when you almost have three first names, if it wasn't Robertson, but Robert. And particularly DTR, because it reminds me of not DDR, but DDL, which is what I call the actor Daniel Day-Lewis. PSH, Philip Seymour Hoffman, etc. Daniel Terrence Robertson is an artist from here in Vancouver. Makes music that would evoke the picture that I'm looking at now, which is a gray sky. It's dark at 4 p.m. now. It's slightly rainy, but more just damp and wet and chilly. But it's a really nice record that he put out called Death. Not totally morbid, just really kind of beautiful and introspective, I'd say. He had a release show for it last weekend. You can buy the record on his Bandcamp page. And I'm sure if you get in touch, probably through the Bandcamp page on a contact, can buy a copy of the cassette. Put out on a label called Heavy Lark. You're listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. Thank you all for listening. Jade, as always, is up next with a little bit of soul. And to wrap things up this week, you know, go total cliche and play a Joy Division song. I actually don't know. I rarely ever played Joy Division, and it would seem like the poster children for the show. But that's, of course, a different group from Manchester. Anyhow, we're going to do it. The reason it came into my mind, for some reason, I think the sound is somehow looped in with a lot of this kind of weird dark ambience we've been hearing this week. But also, the only record I've been listening to over the last 3 days is Danny Brown's new album, which, not necessarily appropriate to play on the program, but is called Atrocity Exhibition, which, one, is a novel by J.G. Ballard, but Danny Brown is coming from the angle of Atrocity Exhibition, the song opening up Joy Division's second posthumous record, Closer. So it just got me in the mode. I grabbed their, went to my shelf, looked at the Joy Division records, grabbed Still, haven't listened to it in a while. It's a bunch of kind of random cuts. And this is The Sound of Music from Still by Joy Division. And that's how we're going to close out the show this week. Thank you all for listening. Jade is on next.